Just fucking stop, Joe Rogan says allowing trans athletes to compete in women's sports is forced compliance. By Warner Todd Houston on July 4, 2023. Podcast King Joe Rogan is striking out at the rise in the number of men claiming to be women competing in women's sports, calling it a sort of fascist attempt at forced compliance. Rogan has joined others in voicing a concern that men claiming to be transgender women don't belong in women's sports, Fox News noted. During the recent edition of his Joe Rogan Experience podcast, Rogan and rapper Ice Cube spoke on the topic, with Rogan saying that forcing trans people into women's sports is illegitimate. "You're forced to comply with this," Rogan insisted. "And it's fucking up women's sports in a huge way. Some organizations are pushing back against that. And some people are pushing back against the organizations that are pushing back against it, which to me is insane. If you care about biological women, you should be against that." For his part, rapper Ice Cube noted that there is nothing stopping an NBA player such as LeBron James from retiring for the NBA, then claiming to be a trans woman, and going on to dominate the WNBA. "They wouldn't be able to stop it if he just decided to say publicly, 'I identify as a woman,'" Rogan said in agreement. "What are they gonna do? They can't do anything, and then that would be the end. Just fucking stop. There's a reason why there's women's sports, and there's a reason why there's men's sports," the podcast host added. A growing list of women have begun speaking against men playing in women's sports. Former NCAA swimming champion Riley Gaines, for one, has intensely lobbied Congress and state legislatures to prevent another Leia Thomas from taking championship titles away from natural-born women. Gaines has been supported by women's cyclist champion Inga Thompson, who won 3 silver medals at the UCI Road World Championships and a silver at the Pan American Games in 1987. But others have also been speaking out against men in women's sports, including Caitlyn Jenner and children's author J.K. Rowling. Even tennis star Martina Navratilova, otherwise a typical leftist, stands against men claiming to be women playing as women in women's sports. To date, 22 states have passed laws and rules limiting men in women's sports, but left-wing activists are challenging many of these rules in court. Furthermore, the Biden administration is all in for the transgender movement and continues implementing federal regulations that attempt to nullify state laws on transgenderism. So, the issue is an ongoing battle and far from settled. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.